Holly Watt served in Vietnam. She was, she uses the term herself, a donut dolly, one of the supplemental recreation activities overseas workers of the American Red Cross. 627 women wore the pale blue Red Cross hospitality worker uniform during the war in Vietnam. They visited field hospitals, wrote letters for wounded soldiers, produced programs, played cards, and yes, served coffee and donuts to soldiers who were a long way from home. Who knew? Reflections on Vietnam is a memoir she's written of her time in Vietnam in 1966 and 1967, featuring personal photos and blank verse poems. Holly Watts joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're very welcome, Scott.
Let me get you to read a page from your book.
Who knew how to describe what we did in Vietnam? The brochure said it was a morale program for the able-bodied. We staffed our centers so the men could come in and enjoy some coffee, Kool-Aid, conversations, card games, variety shows, whatever we could organize. On Clubmobile, we went to the men in the field by helicopter, Jimmy Jeep, or six-by to fire support bases, landing zones, field hospitals, and base camps. We traveled in pairs, like nuns, one of us said, and used our programs to suspend their reality for just a little while.
I want to ask you about your friend Annie. U.S. Army trucks have a single star.
Yes.
Well, if you could tell us how she hailed Army trucks.
It's the Lone Star. I'm from Texas, too. I loved it. She is. She is. She's through and through Texan.
There's some soldiers who would smile at you because, as you say, you reminded them of home. Mm-hmm. And then there were others who got kind of a little angry when they saw you.
Very angry.
Mm-hmm. Did they just think this women shouldn't be out in this place?
Well, as I said, it's who they became since they left home. I think, you know, if you hold up a mirror to someone else's face and say, you know, who are you? Maybe they'd become somebody they just didn't want to admit they'd become. Mm-hmm. And we were witness to them.
What would they talk about as a generalization? What were the range of things soldiers would talk about?
A lot about their girl back home.
Mm-hmm. When you met them, did they talk about the war, or is that something that they left outside?
They'd talk about their firefights, and we'd meet them in groups. And I would say generally, no, they didn't really talk about it. But when we'd take a program to the field, and we couldn't get the guys involved, finally, you'd just throw up your hands and you'd sit down and say, what's going on? Where's the rest of the crew? They got it last night. I mean, you're less than 24 hours away from somebody's best friend being killed or shipped out, and a lot of times they never knew what happened to the fellas.
You admired and loved so many of the soldiers you were served with and the women you served with and many Vietnamese you encountered. 30 years later, was it worth the investment of their lives?
Oh. Is anything worth the investment of their lives? That's so devastating. We did a lot of damage. No.
Holly Watts, thank you.
You're more than welcome, Scott.
Holly Watts, she has written a memoir of her time as a Red Cross donut dolly during the war in Vietnam. It's called Who Knew? Reflections on Vietnam.